Egyptian opposition coalition says President Mohamed Morsi must cancel the constitutional referendum slated for December the 15th. It's also called for mass protests on Tuesday. Tensions remain high even after Morsi withdrew a decree that gave him sweeping powers and sparked protests that have been ongoing for the past 2 weeks. In Lebanon, a funeral has been held for a militant killed in Syria during a fight against the Syrian government. The man was among a group of 17 foreign militants recently killed by the Syrian army. Two other bodies were also handed over to their relatives in the northern city of Tripoli in Lebanon. The UN Arab League envoy for Syria says the U.S. and Russia are still hopeful of finding a political solution to the Syrian crisis. Lakhdar Brahimi says both sides have agreed on forming a transitional government stipulated in the communique agreed upon in June. Efforts to help repatriate a Pakistani woman jailed in the U.S. have intensified in Pakistan. A group of American human rights activists have come to Lahore in a bid to work for Afia Siddiqui's release. They say the sentence handed down to Siddiqui is political. At least four people are killed in a fresh U.S. assassination drone strikes in Pakistan. American drones fired several missiles at a compound in North Waziristan tribal region. Washington claims the strikes target militants, but independent reports show that most of the victims are civilians, including women and children. A new report says sanctions imposed on Iran may not result in any compromise with Tehran. It says neither the U.S. nor the UN Security Council has stipulated the precise criteria for lifting the sanctions. Dozens of U.S. foreign policy makers and retired army generals have signed this report. More anti-austerity protests in Spain. Thousands of medical workers take to the streets of Madrid to protest budget cuts and plans to privatize hospitals. Demonstrators say the austerity drive violates their rights. The government says the cuts are needed to resolve economic troubles. Heavy snow and strong winds in northern Serbia have claimed the lives of two people. Hundreds of people have been rescued as well. Authorities have imposed a state of emergency in several provinces and banned heavy freight traffic. Sub-zero temperatures and more snow are expected to persist for the entire week.